The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 bam, jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big ups, big ups, big ups to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
How?
My son was just hollering, awesome. We're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my take.
See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. I think
the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. I guess something happened with Eddie.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
Yo! They just zapped you.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe,
Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And I'm but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants to smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Monday.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Thank you for joining me this Monday, April 7th, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Look, y'all understand that it's Monday. And you know we got to do the Monday prayer, Truth Nation. Let's get the Miracle Minister Kevin on the lines. How you doing, Minister Kevin?
Hey, Tory, I'm good. How you doing, man? I missed you last week.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. But I heard that the prayers went on.
Prayers got to go on. Regardless, you know how we got to get down, man.
Hey,
always need that prayer.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to let everybody know. It don't matter. The prayers went down. The blessings went up in the... The prayers went up and the blessings came down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Salute to your cousin, son, Mother Day. The cousin, son, Mother Day. All right.
Hey, look. And that cleanup coming up. That cleanup coming this weekend, April 12th. The cleanup.
Well, I have myself and my family already registered, Tory.
That's so going to be powerful. There
as a unit.
They said, yes, I'm seeing that over 200 people have already registered for the cleanup this year. Over 200.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
That's powerful.
That's nice.
I can't wait to see Truth Nation outside. Yes, it's going to be powerful. This is what we got
to
do.
That's real nice. I can't wait to see it myself.
Hey, look, last year was powerful. This year is powerful. I'm telling you, this is what we got to do. We got to serve. We got to give back. We got to serve. And we got to teach the youth on how to do it, too. And what better way than to come together, people from all backgrounds, diverse backgrounds, coming together to work together to make change in our community, picking up one piece of paper at a time.
That's right. That's why I want to bring my 10-year-old grandson up. Let him come out here, too, and enjoy it. Hopefully, he has some good weather, and he can enjoy the cousin's sub, and he can enjoy it to help clean up the community. You know, a little sense of giving back.
Right.
You know, a little sense of taking pride in our community, no matter if it's on our block or our neighbor's block, somewhere else.
And this
we want to beautify our area where we live at, where we drive through, what we see, what was being shown on the news, anything. We want to make our city look good. Because if it look good, we can feel good.
Also, I always say, even if you can't make the cleanup, which I want you to make the cleanup, I need you out there to clean up, but clean your hood. Every year we had a Clean Your Hood Challenge, too. You know, we brag about a lot of things, but are we bragging about the right things? You know what I mean? This is why I try to tell people, take pictures, show people that there is unity, you know, other than being out here protesting against X, Y, and Z. This is a great time to come together and install servitude in the youth. So this is powerful. And show them that they can contribute. It don't take much. It just everybody do a little. Nobody got to do a lot. And we move on to the next situation that we got to come together. And if we can do just some simple task together, what more can we do together? It's powerful.
Right. It always starts at home, Tory. It always starts at home. So, you know, if you clean up in front of your house, then if maybe your neighbors might see it and clean in front of theirs. If they don't, then you can go and clean the front of theirs, too. Clean to theirs, and maybe next time they feel compelled to do their own because they might feel shame that you cleaning up theirs. So then, you know, maybe they'll be going on down the line, keep on going down the line. That kind of attitude may be contagious, which would be a good thing. We need to be effective with something that's good. If we keep being effective with all this bad stuff going on here, we need some kind of good infection to pass on through the community. And if it starts at your house and it works for your neighbor house, and it works for their neighbor house, soon the whole block is clean. Then the other side of the street might see it. They want their side clean as well. And it goes, it keeps on going down and down and all around. So hopefully that's the message we send it out.
Well, like
when we go through the neighborhood.
I'll tell you this. I've seen that happen. Oh, yeah. I've actually seen that happen. I remember when I was out there by myself, I wasn't on the radio where we doing the community cleanup like we doing today. And I would go to knock on doors on everybody before I started cleaning. I would knock on every door from on both sides of the street and say, hey, look, I'm here with the community cleanup and I'm just here to clean the area. If y'all got any children in here, we got bags, we got Clippy Clips. Y'all more than welcome to join us. And, you know, and they started coming out, you know, and like I said, we got to make sure that we're taking the lead when we talk about what we want to see. And we got to be examples of what we want to see. A lot of people out here wolfing, but we got to start walking.
Well, Tory, it'll be nice to see that alderman that was kind of on the spotlight, see him out there at the Tory Little Cleanup as well. That would be nice. That would help his reputation, you know what I mean? That would help him a little bit, too. And because you know the camera's going to be out there. So there might, you know, be a little redemption for him. I would love to see him out there.
I invited him on the radio. I know he's listening to the show. I know he was listening when his controversy came up. But regardless, he can organize his own cleanup. He's an older person. He can organize a cleanup in his district, you know. Like I said, you know, you ain't got to do what I'm doing, but at the same time, if you're going to talk about it, be about it.
Come out and walk about it. Walk out, clean up.
Hey.
So that's it'd be nice to see him. He can do his own, but he can also join this one.
Right.
It, you know, it's his way of coming home to Tory Lowe and letting you know how I feel about it. And I'm not just going to talk about it, but I'm going to be about it. I'm going to walk about it. I'm going to spread good news about it. So that's what we want to see, you know. And I can't wait because I know it's always amazing. You get to sit down and you talk to a lot of people that you hear on the radio. So people that listen every day realize there's people that are going to be all out there that you hear on the radio every day, and this is your chance to meet them as well. So coming out and meet some of the radio personalities that belong to the truth. And come, the ones that call in to the truth. You get to meet and put a face to those people which you hear all the time.
I agree. And this is going to be, it's going to be amazing. I already checked the weather. They said the high is going to be 53. No chance of rain. I don't see no rain in the forecast. And like I said, last year was a beautiful time. We had a great time. And I think that we're going to repeat it. It's going to be even a greater time this year.
That's awesome. So, like I said, I got the family coming out. I'm going to try to bring even more people out, you know. Everybody, y'all might even get some truth gear if you come on out.
Hey,
sometimes they have some truth gear out there for you.
I think they're going to have some truth gear out there, too. While it lasts. You better
get it. You know what I want.
Get it while it lasts. And go fast.
That's right.
First come, first serve. Get
you
there.
Know, I ain't gonna say that's the reason why I come, but I ain't gonna say that's the reason why I come. But I do come. I do look forward to getting me a bucket hat or something.
Right.
You know, something nice.
I'll say this: the most amazing thing about being on the radio and being an advocate is now we can do the call to actions. We can have the real live people speak, and we can work at the same time. We can be heard and work at the same time, and this is a platform for the community to grow. And when we do call to actions and events, it's a blessing when I see Truth Nation out being about that life, being about that action, and doing the work that needs to be done. That's powerful.
Tell So it'll all work, man, as long as you continue to follow what God's telling you to do. You know, God put you in a position to be able to help people and reach people. And there's ways that you have to go about it. As long as you've been led by what God's telling you to do, don't worry about what man's saying, because you're going to look crazy to men all the time. I was thinking of yesterday at the Sunday school lesson, I started talking about Joshua fighting the Battle of Jericho. I bet they look crazy walking around the wall every day one time, and then 7 days walk around 7 times. They probably look real crazy to you. They probably throwing onions and tomatoes and stuff at them. And, you know, what y'all doing? Just walking around the building. How y'all going to be fighting y'all to walk around? Because it looks foolish to the man. But you don't know what God is doing, how he is working. So let things look foolish to everybody around you, brother. And just keep on doing what God is telling you to do. Because in the end, those walls will crumble down and you're going to get the victory, man. So it don't matter how it looks to somebody.
Right.
Everybody might disagree, whatever. But let just be in the will of God. Hear the voice of God. Because he told them what to do. And they done what he said, and it all worked out. So continue to listen to the voice of God, and don't worry about the voice of being around you.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. John the Baptist sounded crazy screaming in the wilderness, too. They thought he was crazy.
He out there eating locusts. What's wrong with him?
Okay. But what person that was sending a message didn't look crazy? I'm just trying to figure that out.
That's right.
It's easier for you to tell me who didn't.
Right. So like I said, just listen to the voice of God. You know, Jesus, when he healed the blind, he put sand and mud all in somebody's eye. Like, ain't that backwards? You don't put mud in my eye. You supposed to put some blessed oil or some water or something. Wash it out.
Flick the blessed oil on with the spit. Flick. Do the little hand flick with the blessed oil.
Right. So it don't always look like normal things, but you don't know the mind of God. You don't know how he's working.
Hey.
Like just keep on doing what you're doing, man. Be encouraged to what you're doing. And at the end, you'll get the victory, man. Don't even worry about the stuff going on. People go laugh at you, throw tomatoes at you.
If I ever worried, let me tell you this. If I ever worried about what somebody thought about what I was doing, I let the whole station go black right now. Cave in. You know, I never have. I never in one moment in my life. We work. I don't know nobody that work all the time that got time to get involved in no mess.
Well, some people find time.
Hey.
They take out time. We see that. You were talking about that a couple weeks ago. Talking about close them doors. I said.
Here we go. Hey,
oh, wow.
Hey, here we go. You know, that's your boy, Marvin Sapp. You know you like Marvin Sapp.
I love Marvin Sapp, man. Hey. I love him. But I don't love everything anybody do.
Right.
Anybody can still do wrong. I don't care who you are.
Right.
I love you, that's fine. I love my wife, but that don't mean she's perfect. I love my kids, they ain't perfect. So people can still do wrong. I ain't going to disagree with anything they do because I love them. Okay, I love Marvin Sapp.
Well, I heard somebody say.
Open them doors back up.
Well, I heard somebody say that they never would have made it to church if they knew the usher was going to lock the door.
They had me on the keyboard playing his song, never would have paid it. But anyway.
Well, we need prayer. Truth Nation, I need y'all to gather around y'all devices, the radio, however y'all listening to the show today. I need y'all to get on one accord. And once again, we thank the Miracle Minister Kevin for the Monday prayer. As usual.
All right. Lord God, as we continue to move throughout the day, at times we encounter some personal, even some social battles that we are unequipped to fight. We often think that the weapons of our warfare is carnal, but it's actually spiritual. We try to fight it in the way that makes sense to us. But as we see in your word, that our way of thinking about how the battle should be fought doesn't always coincide with your will or your way. So as you were with Moses, as you were with Joshua and Deborah, and so many others in their battles, be with us. Give us the strategy needed to crumble the walls that separate us from our land of promise, our lands that flow with milk and honey. and conquer the enemy on the other side of victory. I speak life and life more abundantly in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, anything else you want to say, Miracle Minister Kevin?
As always, my good brothers, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
We be throwing money in a spiral. Every time the girl hear my song, yeah, turn her right into my... She shake her do the eye roll. Got a skinny thong like a tightrope. I be blowing up like some pyro. Coupe 150, call it gyro. If she left with me, she the right one. Man, she riding me like a BMX. Man, she said the D is for dino. I got two horns like a rhino. It's no way you could bite, but I better mention with the slide door. Yes, I opened up the slide door, so you can hear it in the high note.
101, 7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Look, we got guests. We got Simone in studio from Hollywood Entertainment. How you doing, Simone?
I'm always good.
And we got Benjamin in the studio, as usual.
It's amazing. you know how hey, I'm Tory.
I feel you. I feel you. But before we get into some entertainment ideas, we got the shoes in the building.
Those shoes are beautiful.
We got the shoes. Shake. They're sending the shoes up to the studio. If y'all watching this, we broadcast live on 101.7 The Truth. We got the new Adidas from Shake for 414 Day.
The 414 Day Adidas.
The 414 Day Adidas. Elaborate on this, Benjamin.
You know what, man? First and foremost, shout out to Shake, man, for even having this sneaker drop, this sneaker deal with Adidas. Ultimately, this is his second 414 day shoe release. Mm-hmm. All right. The first ones I copped last year.
Right.
So if y'all know anything about the ones he had last year, they were a nice white, red, and green. Again, something symbolic to the Milwaukee Bucks, right? The Milwaukee Bucks are retro jersey. But this year, he upgraded, all right? He has the blue and yellow ones. Some people will say this will go good with Marquette. Other people are like, man, I could see me rocking these with the Brewers. Same thing with these joints right here. It's kind of like a cool gray with a blue and red. Both of them pretty fire. And I would say it's like a nice suede on these. I think that's that material right there.
Let me see. Yeah,
and you can see how it's inspired.
Let me see the blue one. I like the Brewers one.
And you can see how these shoes are inspired. These are the 414
look at this
Day
man.
Shake shoes right here. The Day Ones.
I'm getting these because, you know, I got a lot of Brewers gear.
Nah. I like that color, too.
And the colorways is crazy.
The color waves on this.
Beautiful.
And I'll tell you this. Shakes does a lot in the community.
A lot for the kids.
He got things going on with the kids. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is why we got to get behind those in our community that are trying to be innovative and build in the community. That's why I say I like this idea for 414 Day, because it's also the color of that new Milwaukee flag that came out.
You're right about that, Tory.
The flag of Milwaukee.
And even
I wasn't a part of the conversation to design the flag, but these are the colors.
And then you can even see on the color on the tongue, the designs inside of the tongue is representative and reflective of Lake Michigan, right?
And keep in mind, shoes are a need, not a want.
Mm-hmm. Very true. It is a need, man, especially if you're talking about, you know, looking for something super comfortable to wear.
Absolutely.
I believe these shoes right here are nice to wear for that. You know, this is something you could walk with along the sand or along the beach, you know, while you're looking at Lake Michigan and stuff. Also, you can see how it's also influenced by the cheese and beer that, you know, Milwaukee and Wisconsin is known for.
Absolutely.
So, again, if you are somebody who is from Wisconsin, proud to represent Wisconsin, proud to represent Milwaukee, and you want something that's ultimately indicative to and represents exactly where you come from. You got to slide and get some of these 414
shoes. Shoes cannot talk, but those are speaking volumes.
Nah, and with that being said, these don't drop until Saturday now. These drop this Saturday, and actually, just let y'all know, Truth Nation, get y'all a little insider. On Friday, we will be giving away a few pairs of these shoes. Yeah, so you guys can check out Gentleman Juice between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. on Friday. We'll be giving away a pair. Tory, he'll be be giving away up here on Friday. And then you'll go.
Tap in.
Facts. And then on Saturday, after the Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, you can ask him to head over to Clicks, because that's where me and Carrie Nona Juice will be. We'll be at Clicks, which is Shake's shoe store, and we'll be giving away another pair of these 4-on-4-day shoes. So
hey, look,
that's
crazy. 4-on-4-day is going to be powerful.
No, it's definitely going to be powerful, man, because even with that being said, now, as we are speaking about 4-on-4-day, that's a whole other reason why these shoes are dropping. It's 4-on-4-on-4, but on 4-on-4-day, next week, Monday, 4-on-4-day will be held down in Deer District for the very first time. So I think that's going to be another celebratory moment for Milwaukee. So you need to show up to 4-on-4-day with your 4-on-4s on. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, I got to get the blue and the yellow and the because like I said, I got a lot of Brewers gear, and I'm telling you, these things hot stepping right now. That's for them hot steppers right now.
See, and I ain't even gonna lie to y'all, Truth Nation, because like one thing that I love about grabbing shoes from Shake, because if y'all don't know, Shake is closely affiliated with Jam Master J and Adidas and Run DMC.
Oh, okay.
So each and every time I throw these shoes on, any shoe from him, essentially, I feel like hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Adidas! You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like hip-hop, you know? And this is hip-hop. This is what hip-hop is meant to do. It's always been meant to push the envelope forward, to push a narrative forward. So, you know, with this being a reflection of what Milwaukee is, mm-hmm. See how cool these is? That's how cool Milwaukee
and
is.
The last pair of shoes that he dropped, mm-hmm. The Twilights.
Yeah, the Twilights go crazy.
I mean, it's a whole collection. How many shoes I think Shake has out here?
From my standpoint, I remember he dropped the Day Ones, which was a black and red sneaker, much like these, but a little bit different. Mm-hmm. He dropped it in October 2023. The second pair he ended up releasing, which was just the 4-on-4s of last year. I have those pairs. It's a white, red, and it's a white, red, and green pair. Also, I didn't even tell y'all about this, but this is something I also love about these shoes. See, this is one thing I love about just Shake in general. Tori, can I see that shoe right there? Shake and his team over there at Adidas are so intentional when it comes down to releasing a shoe, how they decide to present a shoe, and all those other good things. They make certain that you get a little trinket every time. So another little trinket that he has on with these is an Adidas, not an Adidas microphone, but you can get a microphone along with these shoes as well. And and it's like a little emblem, something you could put on your keychain.
Right.
It just adds that
strap
other little,
it to the shoe.
You can strap it to the shoe. Like, it adds another sense of like, damn, like, these are mine. Yeah, you know what awesome. I'm saying?
And look, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right
ain't
now, Ben, didn't you tell me that
country.
You wore one of Shake shoes to Chicago somewhere, and they was like, where you get those from?
Bro, and that's the thing that I'm just realizing, dog, like, because, you know, at this time in Pierre, we all moving around. Well, we're all doing our thing, but one thing that, you know, we all move around with is our sense of fashion, our sense of style, especially up here in Milwaukee. Every time I even think about Milwaukee, I think about how clean and cool and just play it how everybody always look. I think about people with their Yeezys on, and right. I'm also thinking about folks out here with their Adidas on, you know what I'm saying? And when they do have them on, and I'm out and about in Chicago, and I got the Twilights on, folks is like, damn, where you getting up? Where you get these at, Ben? Because you can't get them nowhere in the nation. And I'm like, you know, I feel proud to tell people you have to come to Milwaukee to get these.
Right.
There's no other way you get them. I mean, sure, you can order online. You know, go to clicks.com and, you know, order them online or whatever. But
clicks.com.
Yeah, but you can do that. But on top of that, like, you have to come up here, experience what Milwaukee is really talking about, and then go to the Click store to go pick these up. And you'll be like, damn, like, I didn't know Milwaukee was this cool. You know, because right. It makes you feel like you're not even in Milwaukee when you step into the Shake store. To be honest with you, it feels like a store that could be in New York, feels like a store that can be in Atlanta. You know, when you look at how beautifully designed the whole store is, and like I said before, it feels like hip-hop when you walk in there. You know,
wow.
You see Jam Master J on the pictures. You mm-hmm. you see different murals of different artists who have touched Shake's store. So anybody who needs to know anything about hip-hop, I suggest that you guys do talk to Shake. Pop up to his store. He's typically there, a bigger guy, and ultimately he's somebody that, you know, any and everybody who, whether you're just doing entrepreneurship, you're looking for a mentor, or if you're looking for some insights, inklings inside the music industry, talk to Shake. I'm certain he can put you in the right place.
Hey, look, mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you right now, I cannot wait to 414 Day. This is a celebration of the city, too, as well.
Straight up, man. Straight up. So with that being said, man, you need make certain that you guys call in on Friday to get a pair of these kicks, because the Tory Lowe Show will be giving away a pair. Jim and Juice will be giving away a pair. And on Saturday, after the Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, you know that is from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., make certain that y'all slide over to Click's,
the shoe store.
Right after the Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, you know, come at 1 p.m., all right, and Jim and Juice will be there live broadcasting, talking a whole bunch of crap with everybody, with that's our Tuesday listeners.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm sliding.
Yeah, man, Tori. I can't wait for you to slide. I can't wait for Hollywood to slide. You know, and just all of Milwaukee to come down there and slide and see what Shake has going on, what he's talking about.
Hey, look, when we come back, we got Simone in studio. Look, when we come back, we're going to have the Pop Culture Report. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. Flow inside my DNA. I was born like this,
it's
born like this.
101 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by me and Jeremy.
It's amazing.
We got a guest in the studio, Simone from Hollywood Entertainment in the studio. How you doing, Simone?
I'm always good. And it's good to be here. These are not just your hosts on the radio, these are two of my really good friends.
Hey, look, straight let me up. Tell you something. Also, the website for the shoes.
ClicksKicks.net. ClicksKicks.net. If you guys are looking into these specific shoes right here, the new 414 Day shoes, make sure that you go to ClicksKicks.net. Right now, they are unreleased, but y'all know 1017 The Truth got the hookup
and
for you.
And we're giving out free pairs.
Free pairs on Friday, the Tory Lowe Show. Between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., we'll be giving away a pair. Friday, Jam with Juice between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., we'll be giving away a free pair. And then on Saturday, this Saturday, right after the Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, after you guys are done cleaning up and, you know, making certain the city looks all nice and clean, come over to Clicks so you guys can get a clean pair of kicks. Mm. All right, General Juice will be live there as well between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun-filled weekend.
Straight up, dog, because, you know, one thing that, you know, I love about being with the Truth is we got so many different events happening this Saturday. So many different events. So y'all make sure that y'all pull up to the community cleanup this Saturday. This is our third community cleanup. Isn't that right, Tori?
This is our third one.
This is our third one, man. It keeps getting bigger and better each and every year. So after you guys are done at the fourth community cleanup.
Wait a minute. This will be the fourth. We had three. This will be the fourth.
Oh, wow. Okay, so after we get done doing the fourth community cleanup, annual cleanup, make sense that you guys bring yourselves over to Clicks, all right, where Jim and Juice will be stationed at between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., all right? And then we'll be giving away another pair of these 414 Day kicks.
I can't wait. Can I enter in to get the kicks?
Hey, you got to ask Shake.
Hey.
You gotta ask Shake. Right. I don't know how them contest rules ruling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, Simone, like I said, you are here because you deal with entertainment. This is the Pop Culture Report. Perfect.
Yes.
What's going on out here in these pop culture streets? What you see that's going on in the entertainment industry that's
speaking
your interest?
You know, I think what I personally see in entertainment is that people stop being themselves. They kind of want to be that next person.
Interesting.
You know, they hear a song that is popping, and they want to turn into that person to make their song pop. You have to continue to be who you are. You have to be your own self, because if you do that, your truth will come out. People will believe you.
Mm.
You know, and something that I heard recently, if you talking about a relationship, you in love with this woman, and then the next song you out there popping, you know, and you want to shoot somebody, you got to stay true to who you really are.
Yeah.
Your truth has to come out, because it just won't make any sense. So you got to really stay true to yourself. The thing I look at now is so much fighting going on in music.
Yeah. It's beef. You got to have a beef to sell records.
Yeah, and it's just getting, sometimes it goes overboard.
Right.
Sometimes it's funny. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll be honest, sometimes it's funny, and you know, they're bringing the heat. But I just think that old school music, you know, was nothing but everybody loving on each other's music.
Yeah.
I don't hear a lot of love in the music.
Nah, I don't think we hear a lot of love at all unless you're talking about, you know, Sexy Red with the Hoochie Coochie record.
And Hoochie Coochie just came out.
You know, it's songs like that that some people are talking about as love. Other people are talking about.
Oh, wow.
You know, some people say it is love.
Oh,
some
wow.
Some people will go on to say that.
I hope not.
I really don't want that kind of love, for real. It might got a few STDs with it. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Love. That's
she even rap about STDs in the song.
I mean, that's her lip gloss line, though. You know,
oh,
she
wow.
got gonorrhea green. You know, but that's Sexy Red's version. You know, I want to ask you, Hollywood, though, when it comes down to artists here in the city of Milwaukee, like, what are you seeing behind the scenes when you're talking about these artists making records and just trying to break through as artists?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't, it's so much, we talk because we're friends. We don't really talk about the entertainment when we're together. But I'm also the spokesperson, sponsor, and partner with CW Hip Hop, which is Central Wisconsin Hip Hop. So you can always go on the CW Hip Hop page on Instagram, Facebook. But I'm seeing, to be honest with you, they getting it in.
Yeah.
Wisconsin artists are not just here in Milwaukee. They're really, really rocking.
Okay. Now, you got Madison too.
You know, it's like picking beans. You pick the bad ones out. But when you got the rest of them left, Milwaukee and Wisconsin artists are really rising.
And right
I mean,
now they're influencing a lot of the social media culture.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, our dances are out there.
Steve the Stoner going crazy.
Now, the dances that Milwaukee got to a level where people are watching us a little bit more than they ever did.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, they took us for granted.
Right.
And here we came. Mm. So, you know, it's like they thought we were coming in their face, but we coming from behind you.
Mm.
You never know what's coming. So I'm actually proud of our culture. I'm proud of the music scene now in Wisconsin.
Right. I am as well. You know what I'm saying?
You part of the music scene.
I am. Let me claim that. Let me put my flag in there. I am. You know what I'm saying? Because ultimately, that's what led me to be where I'm at right now, is the music journey.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, like, you know, is there any advice that you would like to give Hollywood to any of these younger artists? You know, I see that you're always affiliated with so many different fraternities or organizations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I know a lot of times you're seeing and having conversations behind closed doors that, you know, a lot of times artists aren't privy to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the thing I say is people like yourself, the main thing is you have to recultivate yourself. If you do a business plan, you're not going to include in your business plan something ugly and think that it's going to work. Your roadmap has to be smooth and it has to make sense. The first thing I think that artists should do, remember that you're not a person anymore. You're a brand.
Mm-hmm.
You become a business.
Right.
So I think what you should have is just like any business, you should have a mission statement. Because then it represents who you are, even behind closed doors.
Mm.
Don't use it for somebody else. Use it for you. So you start off with your mission statement. What is your belief? What is it that you're leading yourself into the music scene? Then you have to attach yourself with appropriate people.
Right.
You can't be out here smoking blunts with the next person on camera. You can't just be doing a lot of things.
Represent yourself
you
a certain way.
Absolutely, because then if you represent yourself a certain way, that's going to stick with you.
Right.
No matter what, you're going to be
those
seen
affiliations.
As that.
I think a lot of people forget that when you're trying to get in the spotlight, you got to be careful how you move and how you do things, because it could come back to bite you. You know,
yes.
You know, a lot of things, you know, I think that people don't really mean it, like when they say they want to be a certain thing, because that, if you want to be that, why are you doing this?
You know what?
It'll catch up to you.
That's a good question too. Why do you want to rap? Do you want to rap because you had a bad childhood and you didn't have anybody that was your friend? Were you the teased child? Why do you want to rap? Do you want to rap because you want to introduce people into part of your music? You know, it's your verbiage. It's what you feel about life. It's you speaking out loud through music.
Yeah.
So I think that the best thing to do is to surround yourself with power. Number one, get hold of all the DJs in the city. You know, even if you got to, you know, hey, can you play my song? Can you do this? Can you do that? You know, and I've seen people slip a 10 or 20,
yeah.
You know.
Get the record played.
Yeah, you know, get your song played. Create your illusion.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, get with people like you guys. Get with our local radio stations and get your music played. Get with the club scenes, but the right club scenes. Cultivate your music.
And I think we put ourselves in a box, because when it comes to hip-hop, people don't know that whites are the largest consumers.
When you go
mainstream,
I was just telling somebody that like about 3 years ago,
and the other cultures are buying your album when you go mainstream. So I think that we limit ourselves to our neighborhoods when we talk about dealing with our music. And I think that people outside of the black culture buy rap because they can't actually rap.
Yeah, right? It's a fantasy for them as
well. So they're more entertained by you rapping than per se somebody that look like you who got an album too.
Be real to yourself, yeah. Because you saying you rolling around in your Bugatti, but you living in your grandmother's house.
You know what's so interesting about that conversation, though? And I find it quite perplexing from Milwaukee artists, right? Because on one end, we should want a bigger fan base. And the only way you're going to become, you know, mainstream is once you captivate or cultivate a white audience. However, you know, it seems to me that here in Milwaukee, the most popping rappers, right, when we're talking about Steven Stoners, Chicken P, you know, 4-4, Big Frank, even JP, right? They typically have more of a black demographic of an audience that, you know, supports them. This is why their views are running up to hundreds of thousands of views, right? However, where there's other artists out here, whether you're talking about the Wave Chappelles, the Nile X Niles, Emmett James, Genesis Renji, they typically cater to a more diverse crowd, but they're not as popular as the rappers who I guess some people will label as hood rappers. Well, why is that?
Well, I'll say this. I remember I was at the Brewers game, you know, and it was this, well, what we would consider just white rapping Snoop Dogg.
Bumping Dog Pound
Gangsters.
I feel that.
Yeah. He was bumping Dog Pound Gangsters. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa, like hip hop is real serious if you know how to run the business and market yourself. So I say that you shouldn't limit yourself, especially in business. And I think that those that are able to reach different audiences have a longer lasting ideal of a career. And sometimes when you just have one group of people that like you, you just a fade.
Well, sometimes you TikTok your way to the top.
Right.
And as fast as you going up there, you coming down, you're real. It's almost like the salad and the vegetables on your plate.
Yeah.
But then meat and potatoes are, if you want support, you have to be a support to someone else. Get to know other artists, you know, go in a studio with them.
Yeah.
Do a lot of, some people say, can I collab with you? Collab with people. Mm-hmm. There's other means to doing stuff.
And do it with the shows, too.
Yeah, like, that's a thicker level.
When you see somebody that's moving, hey, they got a show out in Sheboygan.
Right.
Try to get on that car. You know what I mean? I always tell people, it's more than just featuring on people's songs. Go, if you see them moving and setting up shows, be a part of that, too.
That's right.
Book
and
yourself.
Then you know what? Too, like, it's a young man, he called me one day, and if you ever go on my Instagram, so I got a lot of friends in the industry.
Give your
and
Instagram
one day,
out.
Give you what?
Your Instagram. What's your Instagram handle?
It's...
No? Okay, go ahead, Hollywood.
I had got so many weird things on my page. It's private, but you
it's
can...
It's under construction.
Yeah, well, no, it's private, but you can... Still contact me as CW Hip Hop or Hen Nation Records, my label. But other than that, you know, it's more like family and people in the industry. But so I work with people like Gorilla Zoe, Joe Torre, of course, Kelly Kells is my niece. Major people in the industry. So some of the support that they're doing is something that I'm starting a structuring program for young artists who would like to know what to do. Because you got to remember, you have to learn not just how to rap. Not how to get an artist, not how to get a level, I mean, of, you know, people in your circle, not how to get, you know, anything that is not going to be sticking to you. What you need to do is learn how to get working with entertainment attorneys, how to do contracts appropriately.
Hey, look, you're about to hit on the topic that when we come back, the paperwork.
Yeah.
See, the paperwork ain't straight.
Yep. That's truth.
We're going to talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
Hey, Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Until you check his and if all else fail, I just hope that this
paperwork
been lit down, blow smoke through the roof. Every Everything got a cost. They gon' need something on you.
101, 7, the truth, Tory Lowe Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by Big Jimmy.
It is amazing.
And we got Simone from Hollywood Entertainment in the studio. Before we went to work, before we went to break, we wanted to talk about paperwork. You know, sometimes these artists, they get in the studio, they make songs, it's popping. Then you see the dirty part of the game when that song blows up. Then all these people say that the paperwork wasn't straight.
You have, you absolutely have to cultivate yourself. First of all, it's not as high as you think to get an entertainment attorney. It's not like you're getting a probate attorney where he's going to be doing hours and hours and hours, but it really isn't as costly as you think to either get an entertainment attorney or talk to somebody who's solid in the game who'll give you the advice to, as they say, you know, cross your T's and dot your I's. Mm-hmm. You have to have appropriate paperwork. Otherwise, the friend that you think is really your friend, that's really not your friend, see that song is popping and you hear that song on the radio or the songs right. that you playing when you doing sometime and you out there using their music behind, you know, if you sampling somebody's song, you got to know what you're doing. You can't just do what you want in this industry.
I say it's all fun and games until you blow up.
No, that's the truth. That's a good point.
I'm just saying.
That's true.
You record and you're doing all this stuff. Yeah. And then when you blow up, even I saw something online where
Steve the Stoner.
Yeah.
Yep. You're talking about the Uptown Downtown record.
Now, who did that song?
It's somebody from New Orleans.
Yeah, so some gentleman from New Orleans. He locked up right now. Steve the Stoner does shout the gentleman out each and every time. Yeah. But ultimately, a lot of people were trying to run down on Steve the Stoner, trying to run down on 414 Big Frank, basically saying, oh, yeah, he stole the song. He did this, that, and the third, and whatever. But again, you know, when we talk about paperwork and all these other, you know, things that just weren't right.
When
you know,
is this guy getting out? Is he getting out?
I don't
2050.
Know.
2050. I don't
2050.
Know.
Like I said, but it's always a conversation.
Don't that remind you of Rick Ross? Move.
Hey. Well, I seen that Sexy Red, her baby daddy, was on an audio of him trying to get money from her because he said he wrote a lot of her
records.
Records.
Sheesh.
And people do that. Like mm-hmm. when you first start out, people do be in the studio with you, contribute, and you don't think nothing of it.
No, absolutely not.
But when it's like I said, when you blow up,
that's when everybody want a piece.
That's when everybody
wouldn't
want
you like
they
to
shit.
Have. Wouldn't you like to have a book written by everybody who was at that part where you not quite prepared for the blow up.
Interesting.
But then you start grasping at straws and doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing on your way to the top and you just fall right back down.
That's why you got to treat people right because I'll tell you this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, when you dealing with people on the bottom, a lot of times you're not thankful or grateful. I've seen a lot of people turn against the people that work with them when they was on the way up.
Mm. Have you?
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Like I had to, you know, sometimes they got to get a lawyer and you know, people are upset. Yeah. Even the same lunatics is mad at Nelly right now.
Right.
How about they finna get a lawsuit against him?
That's so bogus. Because, I mean, he changed y'all lives.
Right.
Well, I guess you know, the old philosophy, expect the best, but be prepared for the worst. Yeah. Wow.
Well, look, I appreciate you for coming through, Simone.
Thank you.
Hey, look, we got to, if you got some good artists, hey, we got hometown music coming.
Yeah, so I
hook
also
up with Being Jammin'. Hey.
Oh yeah. No, we working on some things. Right now Jam Fest is about to come in May 18th. My guy PBG the Prince. They doing all that good stuff. So yeah, we'll be in motion with the Hometown Thursdays.
Yeah, we'll have everything for you. And I'm working with the Bucks as their entertainment director now in the G League. So I'll be looking for artists for music. Also, I'm the spokesperson for Century Foods. Same thing. Looking for people to do the commercials and some of the music because I want to hit local.
Well, I appreciate you for coming in. We got to run the break. And I thank you, Simone, from Hollywood Entertainment and Ben Jammy.
It's amazing.
And look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.